I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Not available in all states.
Successful entrepreneurs just like you know that demand, location, and attraction are the keys to building a solid business. And now, for the first time ever, Reese's Irby's robotic frozen yogurt vending machines offer you the opportunity to own your own business and provide those exact tools to aid in your success. Imagine a revolutionary kiosk that creates that essential demand at any location, delivering delicious and creamy frozen yogurt for your customers. 9 flavors, 6 toppings, served from a robot. Picture a machine that can be placed practically anywhere and a corporate support team that finds all the premier sites for you so you can focus on your premium opportunity. It's a vending experience that creates excitement, captivates audiences of all ages, and generates endless possibilities for your potential success. Want to learn more? Reese's Irby's Froyo kiosks are now available as a franchise opportunity across the U.S. But you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 4646. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 4646.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. You never stop and think about it, but hey, we dog lovers throw away a whole lot of those food bags, which contribute to clogging landfills. But now there is a company called TerraCycle that helps dog parents act responsibly by providing a service that recycles or upcycles dog food bags, and it's free. How cool is that? All you do is stash, you know, your empty dog food bags away until you have a few that you can send in. Then you download a free shipping label from the company and send them the bags. And the more you send, the more points you collect, and the more you can give to your favorite animal charity. So everybody wins here. Once TerraCycle receives your empty dog food bags, they shred the packaging and melt it into hard plastic, and then that's remolded into new upcycled products like collars or tote bags and even aprons. Wow. Currently, dog food companies that are participating include Wellness, Earthborn Holistic, and Open Farm. Back in February, the National Youth Tobacco Prevention Campaign called Truth warned of a world, imagine this, a world without cat videos. Oh. They called that project Catmageddon, shedding light on the fact that cats and dogs are twice as likely to get cancer if their owners smoke. Now, this enthusiastic group, their new campaign is called Petition, and it continues where Catmageddon left off, asking teenagers to snap a photo of their pet peeing and then share that image online with the hashtag petition. Well, the goal is to get big tobacco to admit that smoking kills pets too, because while the teen smoking rate is down to 7% now, tobacco still remains the number one cause of preventable death in the United States. The Truth Initiative says they've released their latest ad to encourage teens and their pets to raise their paws or legs as a continued commitment to ending smoking for good. In what amounts to an innocence project for bears, National Park Service rangers are turning to CSI-like modern forensic technology, including fancy DNA evidence, to make sure that they don't kill the wrong bear after humans are attacked. Well, after twice in the last 2 years of killing the wrong bears, the public outrage because of it too, the Park Service is now trying to make sure that does not happen again. And they're using a new lab this time, and it's faster. They say that time is of the essence because bears can only be held humanely for about 48 hours. Have you seen David Duchovny's video, which launched the Lick My Face campaign to support his nonprofit organization, Target Zero? He co-founded it. It's a very cute video. The X-Files star posted the video online featuring his own rescue dog named Brick. Brick is licking, or, you know, kissing the actor all over his face because he had put peanut butter on his face. But the key is, for every lick, Duchovny donated at least $1 per lick to Target Zero, which helps shelters get to no-kill status within 3 years or less. I had no clue before I joined Animal Radio that there were so many celebrities involved as animal advocates.
Isn't that great?
Great? It is. And if you want to be a part of this challenge too, the Lick My Face Challenge, you can be like Duchovny, who challenged all of his social media followers, as well as fellow celebrities, his ex-wife Taya Leone and X-Files co-star Gillian Anderson, to make their own Lick My Face video. That sounds so fun to get the donations rolling in. It's a great idea and for an admirable cause. So here's how it works. You just put some all natural peanut butter on your face. The more, the better, because you get more licks and gets more money rolling in. Let your pet loose and let the licking and video begin. There are more details for you, too, and we'll post that on the lickmyface.org website.
Dr. Debbie, would you put peanut butter all over your face and let your animals lick you for the cause? It's all for a good cause.
No, I wouldn't do that. Not at all.
Really?
I've seen where my dogs' tongues have been, and I love them, but I brush their teeth. And there's a plethora of bacteria. I certainly wouldn't want any of the parasites that they could encounter. You know, I pet them, I hug them. I show a lot of affection, but they're just not going to be the tongue on the lip thing. No. And I'm not going to slather peanut butter on me. It's like if your dog wanted to kiss you, they would kiss you. You're making yourself taste like a peanut butter cookie.
Well, you know, I've seen Judy actually get tongued a few times by accident.
Oh, by accident, yes.
You know, and I have to say, in my line of work, it happens kind of occasionally. I'll be talking, and the pet will be in front of me, and all of a sudden, it'll be like, whoop. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a good thing in your practice, though, that the animals love you so much that
they
want to
kiss you.
Big old sloppy kiss.
Yeah, and that, and I must have a big mouth.
Or you just ate lunch.
Yes.
Ladybug does that all the time without the peanut butter.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't even need peanut butter. All I got to do is tell her puppy kisses, and she's just
all over
jumps
you.
At my face. She knows
I
what.
I think that's the last thing I want to do is rub peanut butter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to. My puppy kisses me.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
We go to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. How can we help you today?
Quick question. I've got a German Shepherd Chow, female. She's about 8 years, going on 9 years old. She's got this bizarre habit that when we leave her at home, she loves to go for a car ride. Our kids have actually watched her do this. She'll jump on the back of the sofa. And the way they decide is it's almost she'll dive into the sofa and she'll knock all the cushions off.
Ooh.
It's almost like a temper tantrum. She doesn't destroy anything. She just kind of goes to these little fits if she doesn't get to go with, you know, mom and dad. And we're just trying to figure out, after a while, it just gets kind of annoying.
Oh, sure.
She'll do it
to
both the sofa and the love seat.
Sure.
And she'd also would take the loaf of bread and leave it on our bed. We'll open it up, but we figure, you know, we'll just put that up out of her reach. But the main thing is, oh, yeah, she's a real quirky mutt. But the main thing is the sofa and love seat, she just strings cushions everywhere.
And this happens when the children are actually in the home?
Oh, sometimes the kids will be upstairs, and she'll hear me leave or my wife and I leave, and then she just kind of goes crazy on those two things.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a good sofa and love seat that she'll only just do it to that one set of furniture.
All righty. Well, this is probably not a quick answer, but a couple of the basic things that I'd say we're going to need to really focus on with her is that we need to teach her independence. We need to teach her how to sit calmly and reward relaxation. And I'm going to ask you then, we're going to kind of retrain your departures. When you are leaving, we need to change how you behave. Those three basic things are going to be how I would advise to deal with this, because first and foremost, we don't want her to be so dependent on you and your wife that your presence is like the biggest thing in her day. It may make us feel good, but as far as for dogs, we need to teach her how to be independent and how when you are gone, that she doesn't feel like everything has kind of deflated out of her life. So that means that we want to actually teach her things to do on her own, interactive toys. I find a lot of times we give a dog something to do, some kind of play activity, fly ball, you know, fetch, going to dog parks. It really gives them something and helps kind of expend that energy, brings down their anxiety level when they are faced with a situation like this.
Yeah, we take her outside and we let her run through the park, and she loves to be with the kids. Like, she spends actually more time with them when we're home, but she'll even hear my keys rattle, and she's right at the front door just looking at me like she's ready to go.
Exactly. And that's where we're going to have to change some of these things, because we want her to, before you even start changing some of these cues that you do before you leave, we need to teach her how to relax and calm. And a common problem when dogs do this is sometimes we unknowingly amp things up. So we make them more excited. And a perfect example of this is when you actually return to the home. What do most people do when you come home from a hard day at work and you come home? You greet your dog. You get all excited. Oh, it's so good to see you. That is actually kind of the opposite end of these kind of separation anxiety problems. You're actually teaching her that you coming back is a big, exciting deal, and we have to be ready for that in the converse situation. So when you leave, she's expecting she needs to get all excited in that same way. So when you have your comings and goings in the home, we want those to be low-key events, very calm events, and we want to practice calm behaviors. Teach her to sit, stay down in a position. That has to be something you continually reward every day, give her praise.
Yeah.
Only
well,
when she's doing calm things.
When we do take her for, you know, for a ride in the car or something like that, it's only probably like once or twice a month. We've really cut down trying to, you know, back off on taking her for with us when we go somewhere.
Yeah, I don't care if she goes for a car ride with you. I'm not opposed to that. But we are going to need to kind of retrain. And, you know, you mentioned your jingling of your keys and that. All of those things, we're working up to something. So we're going to teach her how to be calm and quiet and teach her a spot to sit down and be quiet. And when she does practice those calm behaviors, then we're going to start have you doing things. So we're going to have you shake your keys, put your coat on, put your shoes on, and then sit right back down and not do anything. We practice those departure cues, and we teach her that, you know, every time I do these things, I'm not actually going to be leaving. So you kind of desensitize her to those kind of subtle cues of your departure. With time, all of those things can work. And if it doesn't, some dogs, we actually will use some behavior modifying medications for separation related anxiety. But the first part I start is just retraining the humans in the household and how we relate to our dogs with these exciting situations. Because face it, dogs love people. We love our dogs, and it is a very exciting situation. So we have to kind of bring that down a little bit to reality.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm.
That's Harry's.com. Code 0101.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 3388.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.